Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the fight capital of the heavyweight division in Central Europe to boxing rings around the world, this is OTG, Heavyweights of Boxing Talk, the first official spin-off series of the On the Grind Boxing Podcast on the On the Grind Talk Radio Network. Join your host, Nino Celik, each week as he's joined by a member of the On the Grind Boxing team to bring you the best in heavyweight boxing talk. And now, here's Nino.
Welcome to OTG Heavyweights of Boxing. This week I'm joined by my man, Willa from Houston. Hey Willa, how's it going?
It's going good. Houston, Texas, Nino. Houston, Texas, USA.
I know where it is. I know.
Come on, give my just dues, bro.
So, were you happy with your Christmas presents that you got?
Oh, shit, Nino. You know, as a father, and, you know, my Christmases have been whack for the last, how old's my daughter? 11 years. You know, most of, I usually get underwear, socks,
yeah,
badly drawn pictures, finger paintings, you know, stuff that I really don't want, but it is what it is. You know, it's about the giving, you know. So, but I had a good one. Got to chill with the fam. I did give me three workout pants from my wife. So
that's good.
You know, it was good. Good being with the family though, man. How about yourself? I know you broke the bank for brown sugar. I know you did.
Not really. So she got like a nice bathrobe.
Oh, a robe. You got a robe.
Yeah, nice soft bathrobe. She's wearing it at the moment, so she's happy.
Okay, I feel that.
Yeah, I mean, I got a sweater, nice two-colored sweater, some books and some smaller gifts, a little money from my parents, so I can't complain. Was nice spending the holidays with my family. So things are a little frozen over the holidays, it seems. Not too much going on. But still, we got to cover some stuff that happened. So, Tyson Fury apparently is training for his comeback. So his trainer, Peter Fury, said that he's already training and he plans to come back in April or May, do two or three easy fights and then go for the titles. So are you surprised that Fury is coming back or?
No, I don't think so. Like, Shook made a good point when he said that he thought it was all a cover up for the, you know, the cocaine was all a cover up for the, for him just being bad or whatever Shook's thing was, whatever it is. It made sense to me. And I sort of believed him. I'll never say that on the main show, but I'll give you the exclusive here. But, I believe that, you know, we always knew he was coming back, but it might be too late. You know, we got some young hosses out there, so we'll see. It's good that he's coming back. It's not a bad thing. Hopefully he's in shape mentally and physically. And, you know, but this doesn't surprise me. He's too young. All that whining, you know what I'm saying, was a cover-up for the cocaine. Is that what it was? Yes, the whining was a cover-up for the cocaine. There we go. That's what it was. The suicide attempts.
The cocaine was a cover up for the drug hearing anti-doping hearing. So he was supposed to appear before the UK anti-doping agency for hearing for his positive drug test that he got caught with 2015 steroid like substance that he was caught with. So and after that he took the cocaine.
Right. He failed again on the cocaine. Yeah.
So nobody talked about the performance enhancers anymore. Everybody talked about the cocaine. But
it's then, all about the spin.
Yeah, and then he retired and avoided the hearing and also the ban, it seems. So we'll see when he comes back in 2017. Will he get his license back? Or
probably.
Know.
Probably. Who cares?
Or maybe he'll get some funny license from, I don't know, Luxembourg or Cyprus or, you know.
I mean, doesn't Pulev still, I mean, Povetkin, not Pulev, does Povetkin still have his license, right? He just has to.
Yeah, I mean, he's a just Russian license. It's a little easier to get.
Oh, yeah. Just got to move to Russia. Hey, he pulled the money, Mayweather. You know, everybody is learning from Mayweather how to get money, how to be very political, how to put the spin on things, how to get out and get in when it's time, when it's bad and it's good, you know. So I can't hate on the man. It's money time. He's got big fights. There's some fights that we want to see. Hopefully, he says he got 2 fights, so hopefully that'll be within the first half of the year, and we can get something at the end of the year as far as some, you know, heavyweight title shot against one of the big dogs. Maybe he'll fight the winner of Wilder versus my man Joshua. Hopefully they fight next year at the end of the year. Who knows?
Might take a little while because, yeah, Fury has to get in shape first, so.
He's never in shape unless he's on roids. I mean, he understands, you know, there wasn't his first time on it, you know. So he knows the cycles now. He knows what he needs to do. So he'll probably, you know, it doesn't take a lot to get in shape when you're injecting yourself. So he'll be all right. He's going to need it against those young hogs, man. So, and the old hogs. So we'll see. I'm glad that he's coming back.
Yeah. You think he's going to be a factor again?
Maybe, maybe not, but he was the man, you know. He didn't lose it, so it's good that he's coming back. So he can't ever say it, you know. He can never, when Joshua has the belt or Wilder has all the belts or Joshua has all the belts, he can't sit on the sideline and say, well, you know, I never lost to those guys, you know. He can't say that now. Now he's going to put himself in the ring with one of those guys and he'll probably get knocked out, but that's good.
Yeah. Will be interesting. I mean, the first couple of fights, probably not. He's going to do some bum fights. I don't know what kind of caliber we can expect for his comeback fights. Probably not too high. So maybe somebody like the guy that Wilder is fighting.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. He can after Wilder knocks him out, he can knock him out. You know, get a tune up in.
Maybe, yeah. And after that, I don't know. He says
his name? What's that guy's name? Warzywick or something like that? I couldn't say the name right.
Yeah, I think it's Wawrzyk or something.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. He's knocking boys out too. We can't deny he's knocking boys out. So it's not really that much of a pushover fight.
Who is he knocking out? Danny Williams?
Oh, I don't know. He knocked out about 6 guys. Just the same as Joe Smith. Joe Smith was knocking out boys. He came in and knocked Hopkins out. I told you. Hey, if you're knocking out people, you're knocking out people, man. 6 knockouts in a row. That means you're punching hard.
No, he isn't punching hard. He's the most unathletic guy you've ever seen in heavyweight. So, no, he's got a very padded record. So, don't get fooled by those 6 knockouts. So
in a row.
Yeah, in a row. But they had to pick up guys like Danny Williams, who has lost like 20 fights in a row. And also Franz Botha, who is 48 years old or something. And then he's got some guys with losing records and then 2 Polish guys who are past the best, so.
Oh, so he's got that Rocky Marciano record. Shout out to Janelle. He's fighting bums in his 20th fight. I see. Okay, well, it's a tune-up.
Watch the Povetkin fight where he got
TKO'd.
He got demolished. So he lost every second of the fight. Povetkin just mopped the floor with him.
But Povetkin's also on steroids.
Yeah, so what?
Who knows what he was on then? That was, you know, who knows?
Yeah, it was. I think it was one of the first fights that Povetkin took when he. I think it was the first fight when he went back to Russia from Germany. So
he went back to the Russia, got some of that homegrown, man.
Yeah, some fresh stuff.
Yeah. So we can't count that. So this guy's basically really undefeated.
Yeah. Did you see the dance that he did?
Yeah, I saw that, but he won that. And like I said, I've seen y'all's guy David Hay. I've seen the European savior David Hay do the same thing, and he won that fight too. So you might do the snaky leg to the corner and still win. It's all good.
Yeah, but that was one of the best stanky legs of all time that he did.
It was. It was. That was a good one. That was a good one. But like most guys, like most true competitors, he fought through that and mm-hmm. won the fight, similar to like Ward did.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're going to see it will be a very short fight, 2 rounds, something like that.
Probably.
So.
USA, yeah.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder is just a joker. So he comes out now, he says, yeah, he wants to unify titles, and by the end of the year is going to be unified. So what has he been doing those 2 years? I mean,
he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt while riding motorcycle or something like that.
Probably. Hey, well, it's getting hurt. It is what it is, man. Hey, it's by the next year, we will see unified championships. It's going to be somebody. It's going to be a good fight.
I don't know.
Hopefully it happens soon.
I mean, or while he hurt his hand, he could have maybe thrown in some leg days in between. Worked on his calves a little bit. Don't you think?
No leg days, though. Hey, he's part of that. There's black guys that got skinny legs, man. It is what it is. They're just skinny guys. That don't mean they ain't got that power. You see, he's dropping boys. So, we'll see what happens, man. You know, I can't knock a guy. I got skinny legs. No matter, I do legs just as much as I do everything else. I just got skinny legs, man. People have skinny legs. They're not as skinny as his.
Yeah.
But to me, they're skinny.
He's got the legs of a 12-year-old boy.
Hey. But when I don't know, man. I don't really, he's got calves. Those are just his calves, man. You know, he's just got small calves. He'll be all right. As we see, as he's an undefeated world heavyweight champion.
I think the right guy just manhandles him.
I mean, maybe.
He's too light on his feet.
The right guy. The right guy. Who is that going to be? Fury. Who knows?
Fury could manhandle him.
Nah, Fury's too slow. Fury's too slow and you know. But he's skilled. You never know. We'll see. That's the thing. We will see. Hopefully we will find out something very soon.
Yeah.
2017.
So another fight that's happening at the beginning of the year pretty much is the regular WBA title fight. So that now that Lucas Brown has been tested once again positive, it's going to be Alexander Ustinov who will fight for the title against most likely Shannon Briggs or Fraser Kendo. So those parties are now working out or waiting for the WBA resolution. So I hope the WBA will decide it pretty quickly, and then we'll get to see a fight on February 25th, it says. So regular WBA title. So would you rather see Ustinov, the giant Russian guy, against Shannon Briggs or against Okendo?
Well, since there's only one guy that we know in this whole thing, Shannon Briggs, that's who we want to see. I think Ustinov, I've seen that guy before. Like I said, a big old Russian guy, slow. I mean, Shannon Briggs is slow. The other guy, what is he, a Russian guy also?
Who, Okendo? Like Fraser Okendo?
No, that's the African cat.
No, he's from Puerto Rico, Fraser Okendo.
Oh, okay, well, I don't even know who he is, so I want to see Briggs fight, Ustinov. See what he can do. Ustinov, he can do, he's the name. We need to see names, man. The only thing that's going to get this heavyweight thing popping is names. You know, Ustinov, nobody really knows him. I actually seen him. Okendo, I don't know if I got to see his face to even know if I know the guy. But, we want to see more Briggs fights. Hopefully that get him to fight David Haye. The more Briggs wins, especially if he's got the belt, then maybe David Haye will try to fight him. We could see something.
Mm, that's realistic, yeah. I mean, Ustinov versus Briggs would be an interesting fight. Two very big guys. So Ustinov is close to 300 pounds. And Briggs is about 260, 270. So this would be a big fight, literally. So, will be interesting because Shannon Briggs only fought bumps since his comeback. And Ustinov is just a big guy who won't go down with the first punch that Briggs throws. So also he's got better stamina than Briggs. But Briggs, of course, technically he's much better, he's faster. He's got better one-punch power. So yeah, let's hope it is Briggs. And then he has the WBA belt, maybe, regular. And then, the Hay fight happens. So then David Hay shouldn't have an excuse. So he gets rid of Tony Bellew, and then, yeah, he will have an easy, pretty easy title fight on his hand. So let's hope that happens.
Hey, who did Bellew fight? Didn't he fight somebody last year?
Bellew
is a light-skinned guy, right?
He's white.
Is he white?
Yeah, he's white. Tony Bellew's white.
Who did he fight this year? He did fight this year, like in a pretty good fight.
Fought BJ Flores?
Yeah. I think I remember him fighting for some reason. I thought he was a light-skinned guy.
No, he's not.
He might have been white.
No, he's white.
Okay. He knocked somebody out?
Yeah, he knocked out BJ Flores, the commentator.
Flores,
you know?
Yeah, Flores. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what it was. Okay, okay. Yeah, he was all right. He wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I seen him fight. That's right.
It was a good performance because it was the first time that BJ Flores got knocked out. So Flores usually... pretty durable guy, big guy. So, yeah, good job by Tony Bellew that he knocked him out. And then, yeah, Bellew had also this win against Makabu for the WBC Cruiserweight title.
So that was this year also.
Was also this year. So he's got a good year, Tony Bellew. But
ooh,
against David Hay, most likely.
Nah, probably not.
But you probably remember...
David Hay might hurt his toe or something, dog. You never know with those UK brothers, dog. Hey, you
Tony
never
Bellew,
know.
Tony Bellew got slapped by Adonis Stevenson.
Yeah.
If you remember, a couple years back. So he got stopped at light heavyweight. So, yeah, David Hay should have no problems with Tony Bellew.
Nah, he shouldn't.
But, yeah, nonetheless, it's going to be a big fight, at least in the UK. So, since this will be the last show of 2016, so maybe we should do a little wrap-up of the year, give our awards to the best fight, maybe, and best knockout. So what would you say was the best heavyweight fight of 2016?
The last, what's the name, Chisora and...
White?
Yeah, two big black guys fighting it out. The last, what was that, like 2 weekends ago? I didn't get to check it out live, but I heard the hype. I went back and watched it, and that was an excellent fight, man. That's probably, you know, a top five of the year candidate, but definitely the top heavyweight fight to me. You know, they were just slugging it out, you know, two baby punchers slugging it out. So it was pretty good, man. I enjoyed it. I think that was probably it.
Yeah, I would say also it was the best heavyweight fight, Chisora versus White. I mean, other than that, Lucas Brown, Ruslan Chagaev fight was also pretty sweet, where Lucas Brown got dropped in the 6th round and then came back to stop Ruslan Chagaev in the 10th round. But then later, of course, he got popped for banned substance. So, yeah, we cannot award this fight because he got popped for something. So, yeah, the Dillian White-Chisora fight was number one, was a non-stop action fight. Chisora looked better than he did in a long time. So some people thought he was shot. I thought he was shot. But he showed that he's still capable and lost.
Hey,
yeah.
Remember, I just want to add this in. Remember, anytime we say that, I'm on the sideline with air quotes. When you say coming back, when you look shot and you came back, I'll just put air quotes around that. I'm not going to really say what I just hinting at something. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was the best fight. And yeah, Chisora will get some more fights. I think some big money fights. Or he'll get used as a stepping stone maybe for somebody like, I don't know, Anthony Joshua or something like that. Easy in-between fight or somebody like that. Or, I don't know, maybe easy defense for Deontay Wilder, somebody like that. But yeah, maybe Wilder won't have it so easy because he'll be the much smaller guy in the ring and Chisora is going to push him.
I knew you was going to say that, man. Chisora is throwing punches. Like, this was like almost like a lightweight fight. These guys just throwing 1,000 punches, just punching each other in the face because it ain't hurting because they're not punching hard. They just got all the stamp, you know. So Wilder just knocks that guy out. No stepping stone. Get out of here.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, he'll stop him in the end, but he'll have a little bit of an uncomfortable fight, I think, because, Chisora's trying to rough him up, and he's naturally the stronger guy just physically. So won't be the easiest fight for a guy like Deontay Chicken Legs Wilder. So yeah, that was the fight of the year, but knockout of the year. I mean, there weren't too many great knockouts because there weren't too many good heavyweight fights actually this year because many of those got canceled.
But go ahead and say it, Nino. Quit procrastinating.
Yeah, I would have to say the best knockout was probably Deontay Wilder. Against Artur Spilka, where he knocked Spilka into next week. Spilka didn't see the punch coming, and he just got ran into it and spun around like a drunk, and then
Spinarooski.
Yeah, and he dropped like he was dead. And I mean, how long was he laying there on the floor? Pretty long time, I think.
Pretty long time, man. Hey, he almost got killed in the ring. I don't want to see anybody get killed, but that was pretty close to it. It's funny how you had to say how weak Wilder was, but then give him the knockout of the year. So, you know, I'm glad that you did that. Joshua, he had some knockouts, but they weren't that fantastic. You know, so, hey, again, America wins. So, Deontay Wilder, OTG, heavyweight, knockout of the year. Ching!
Yeah. Because just maybe because of the lack of the competition, because nobody else really scored good knockouts.
It's knocking boys out like that, yeah. Right? I mean, nobody was knocking boys out like that. I mean, that's why he got knocked out of the end, you know?
I mean, Povetkin's knockout against the French guy was also pretty good, but he was on roids.
Povetkin's on steroids, yeah.
So it doesn't count.
This is the clean knockout of the year. Yeah, don't count.
For sure. So, yeah, Joshua had this win against Charles Martin when he knocked him out. Brazil also knocked out. The Molina one doesn't really count. But
hey, when was Martin's knockout? That was last year, right?
No, it was this year. Charles Martin was in April, actually.
Yeah, but when did he win the fight? That was like last...
No.
That was last November, so...
No, Joshua knocked him out in April.
Not Joshua, my fault. When Martin won the belt. That this year?
Charles Martin, let me check.
It might have been like last year.
No, early 2016, January.
The knockout when Charles... Yeah, so that might be the knockout of the year.
When he beat Glaskov. When he beat Glaskov.
Was that Glaskov? Yeah. Hey,
with the knee injury?
My fault, Martin. Hey, Martin. Yeah. I apologize. Hold on, Nino.
Yeah.
Nino.
Yeah.
Nino, hold on, bro. Hold on. Knockout of the year goes to Charles Martin. He's punching so hard that he didn't even have to hit him and knock him out, man. Like, come on. Yeah. Knockout of the year. Official OTG knockout of the year. Charles Martin beat. What's his name? Glaskov.
So when Glaskov blocked the shot of Charles Martin, then twisted his knee, fell down, and that's your pick.
Yeah, right. Exactly. When he swung so hard that he hit him in the arm and his knee broke. That's a hard punch. That's like Bruce Lee stuff where you could transfer the power to the knee.
Mm. They also said about George Foreman that when he hits you, you feel it in your legs or something like that.
Exactly.
Mm.
That's punching hard.
Mm, for sure.
Knock out of the year.
Maybe let's talk about disappointment of the year. That leads us just back to Charles Martin, I would say. Because he was the weakest title holder that I can remember.
He has to be
one of the top three weakest title holders in heavyweight history.
But he can always say that he has the OTG knockout of the year 2016.
Yeah.
But the weakest character of in the heavyweights is your boy Fury, Tyson Fury. When you think of him, it makes you feel like, oh, your face changes when you think of him. He's the most... The most disappointing? Does he not disappoint you more than Martin? Like, he's the most disappointing.
Mm, yeah. No fight. Only
no fight.
Scandals only.
Scandals. And we're not even talking good scandals with freaks or anything. You know what I'm saying? We're talking suicide attempts and cocaine. You know, come on, man. Get out of here.
Yeah. But did you see the Charles Martin video that went viral lately, where he was smoking pot and talking shit?
No, I've seen that, man. I need to watch that.
You need to watch it. Yeah, he says yeah, I smoke weed, bitch. I don't drink I don't drink alcohol, but I'll fuck you up. And then he says, yeah, he's going to beat Anthony Joshua and Joseph Parker the same night or something like that.
That boy was probably high. So he got on the mask and everything, but he got the money in his hands. I see him. I'm looking at pictures of him right now. He's got the little roach. Hey, the boy got the roach. He got the towel on his head with the glasses on over it. Oh, man. Cash stacks, dog. Hey, I see this guy, dog. Hey, he's just a young Philly guy, dog. Mm. Isn't that where he's from? Philly? Philly? Yeah. Believe so.
No, I think he's from Missouri or something. I don't know where he lives at the moment. But didn't he got shot also in 2016, I think?
He got shot too?
Yeah, on the highway, I think.
Oh, man. I didn't know that.
There it is. In August, he got shot in the arm in Los Angeles.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I heard about that. Hey, that boy's out there thugging, dog, for real.
It says it was a scramble in downtown LA. And they got in some altercation. Then he got shot in the forearm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's from Missouri. I thought he was from Philly for some reason because he had the dreads or something and the skinny jeans. But, yeah, man, he's out here thugging, sugar, talking down on us, and he ain't real. But, hey, we see he's in these streets. You see him with the doobie on the and the mask with the glasses, though.
Yeah.
I think that's just a towel with the glasses over his face. He can't even see. I think that's just a towel, though. So, hey.
So you'll think he'll be back?
No.
Regain his title? No?
No, no. Probably not, but he could always say he's got the 2016 OTG Heavyweight Knockout of the Year.
Definitely. So, I mean, it's not directly heavyweight news, but Alexander Usyk, who fought on the undercard of Hopkins and stopped this guy Mchunu after a slow start, his manager, Tom Loeffler, the guy who is also behind Golovkin, so he says that Usyk might move to heavyweight pretty soon because he walks around 220. So you said you seen some footage of the Usyk fight, and how did you like it? How did you like him?
Yeah, man. I forgot that y'all were hyping him up, and I didn't get to watch it, but I saw that he won. I saw that it wasn't really that exciting. When somebody says to me that they're going to heavyweight right after, that means they probably didn't look too good. So, you know, I'm glad that I didn't watch it so I can give him another chance. Most guys don't get second chances, but I didn't give him a first chance. So, did he look good?
I mean,
he didn't really look good.
In the first two rounds, he didn't look too good because this guy was awkward. A smaller cruiserweight that he fought. The guy was like 5'10", maybe. And, he was giving him a hard time with his style. But then Usyk figured him out and then just started to beat him up. And in the end, it was pretty good. And he got praised by the HBO crew. So, yeah, they'll have him back on. So I think he secured another date on HBO. I'm not sure. I think it could be the Golovkin-Jacobs fight. So, yeah, you'll see him most likely against better opponent, I mean, at least stylistically, so it could be a good fight. And yeah, Usyk, I mean, did you see the movement that I was talking about, comparing him to Lomachenko? Because he got trained at some point by Lomachenko's father, so did you see?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. I mean, I gotta see more. Like I said, I just saw the highlights, so it really wasn't too advanced, but, you know, so I will be, more than likely, I'll be in the building for that Triple G Jacobs fight. I'll be in the big city, the Big Apple, that weekend, so I might hit it up. So I'll be able to check him out live, and I'll give you a better observation if he's trash or not.
Right. So maybe let's end the show with your personal heavyweight ranking. So, yeah, could you maybe name your top five heavyweights at the moment, starting from the top?
Damn, that's off the top. Let me see, Nino.
Who is the best heavyweight right now?
Who's the best heavyweight right now? Man. Probably best heavyweight right now. Who is I'm going to give number one to? I'm going to say Deontay Wilder as the number one fighter right now, followed by Joshua, followed by Klitschko.
Klitschko's inactive. Doesn't count.
So
hasn't fought for even though
so he hasn't fought, but isn't he supposed to fight? He's supposed to fight in 17.
Yeah, no. You gotta pick somebody who fought within a year. Fought in 2016. Klitschko didn't fight 2016.
So where I'm at, number three, probably Perez. What's my man's name? From Cuba, ain't that? What's my man's name?
Ortiz.
Not Mike Perez. I'm saying Perez. I'm thinking Mike Perez. Ortiz.
No. Ortiz, yeah.
Ortiz. Yeah, not Mike Perez. Ortiz. King Kong. Probably him at number three.
Yeah.
And then, who knows, man? Povetkin, but he cheats.
Yeah. So he shouldn't be in the top five.
Yeah. Who else is there?
Joseph Parker, maybe. Got a title.
Bro.
Joseph Parker.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He has the what? WBA?
WBO.
No. WBO. Yeah. WBO. So, yeah. Maybe Parker. He's got the title. Who else won? I mean.
Pulev, maybe.
Pulev isn't that good, though.
David Haye?
He's not that good. He doesn't even deserve it. I mean, these guys don't deserve it to be even mentioned. That's, you know.
Top five. So.
They don't even deserve that. They might be top five, but they don't even deserve to be even mentioned. That's how. That's, you know, we need Klitschko, we need Fury back, some legitimate fighter, so that would make it feel better.
Actually, pretty tough to make a top five list, it seems.
Yeah, nobody's any good.
Yeah,
and everybody, are they on steroids?
Yeah, so it seems the heavyweight division didn't really heat up the way people were saying. So if you can't really make a top five list even, then the heavyweight division hasn't improved too much, it seems.
No, it hasn't, but there's more. But because Klitschko was there sucking the life out of it, like the life force out of it, it's more excitement now. There's still more excitement, even though when you look at the stats, you know, you'll watch a team, you're like, these guys are whack, these guys are more exciting. But you look at the stats and the other team might be a little better, or, you know, it's about the same. So, you know, it's just more exciting. That's about it. The guys aren't really that good, but there's two or three guys that are pretty, pretty good. So,
yeah. So my top five, I probably got Joshua at number one, actually, because, Fury Klitschko.
Yeah, just European bias.
No, because Fury and Klitschko are inactive, so I can't pick them. Joshua number one, then I got Ortiz number two, then I got Deontay Wilder at number three. Then I got Joseph Parker at number four. And then number five, it's pretty much a tie between Pulev and Haye. But Haye hasn't done anything. Pulev at least beat Chisora. But head-to-head, Pulev would lose to David Haye. So, yeah. So you pick the guy you like best. So I'm thinking 2017 will be a little bit more exciting with the big AJ versus Klitschko fight. Even though Shug won't tune in. Because Klitschko scared him off with his talk. Who wants to see me fight AJ? So, yeah, Klitschko is a little corny, so he might scare away some people of that fight. But regardless, it will be a good fight. And then who knows? Maybe Deontay Wilder will grow a pair and fight unification fight. Povetkin maybe will get cleared of his steroid allegations and also fight somebody. So David Haye might finally get off the bum of the month club and fight somebody. Shannon Briggs will get maybe a big opponent in front of him. So yeah, I think 2017 has some potential at least. So we'll be coming back and breaking it down for you. And yeah, maybe you and RC are going to do a little bit more of an input. So I liked your show that you did while I was sick. So might we get to hear a little more of you guys in 2017?
Oh yeah, man. Just bring us on. We'll do what we do. Spice things up. So hey, let me know. I'm sort of sad that my man MCH didn't make it on. I wanted to give him a shout out 2016. I hope he's listening. You know, I also wanted to show, you know, show a little gratitude to Patty Mayonnaise and say that I will give your boy Frampton probably the fighter of the year, very closely followed by Andre Ward. And so I will say that he had some good wins, two big wins of the year. He probably did the best, climbed the highest. So I'll say that for, you know, just to make it official. So we can go over in 2017 with peace and love.
So who will you pick in a rematch, Frampton, Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz.
You're still going with Santa Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz and the 100 euro are back on the table. So just holler at me, Patty.
Yeah, he'll take it. He'll take it.
No, yeah. Holler at me. Holler at me, Patty.
Okay. 100 euros, including the sanctioning fee from PayPal?
Yeah. But... yeah, including that. Including that. See, I tried to give him the money too early. I was in Brazil. I was going to make him wait, but then I shot it over there. And I really wasn't paying attention. So that was my fault, man. So, but it is what it is. Hey, yeah. 100 plus that. I got the free joint anyway. So, yeah. Let's get it on, man. USA. King of LA. He says he's going for the kill this time. No mercy.
Yeah, right.
No mercy.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of the show. So be sure to tune in Sunday to the regular show. And also pay attention to OTG on the social media sites.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.